One of the topic suggestions that came in was, what happens, what should the person do if a mezuzah falls off of a doorway on Shabbos? So it's a fascinating topic, because whenever you have a discussion about where all of your options are bad, so that always makes for a fascinating halachic discussion, because what are you going to do? You leave it on the floor? That's a bad option. You can't leave Kisvei HaKodesh Mutal B'Bizayin. What are you going to do? You're going to put it back up on the door? That seems like a major Hilcha Shabbos issue. You're going to just move it away to somewhere else? That seems to be a Muktza issue. So all of your options seem to be bad over here. So what does one do? So those kinds of questions are always exciting. So let's discuss the Hilcho Shabbos questions first. There are a number of Hilcho Shabbos issues that could be discussed. Number one, Muktza. Number two, Binyan. Number three, Tikkun. A Tikkun Mana, because you're fixing your house in some way by making it more livable. And then we have to discuss, do you have to leave the house if you can't put the mezuzah back up? If you're stuck without a mezuzah, who says you're allowed to stay in the house? And then we should also discuss, once a mezuzah falls down, do you say a bracha when you put it back up eventually? And should you fast because the mezuzah fell down? But that's not a Shabbos-related issue. That's just an everyday-related issue. So let's again start with the Shabbos-related issues. As far as muktzah is concerned, so mezuzah would seem to be muktzah machmas chesron kis, which is a pretty severe form of muktzah. You're not even allowed to move muktzah machmas chesron kis l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach mekomo. However, when the kisrei kodesh mutal b'bizayon, the poskim point out then you're allowed to move muktzah in an irregular way with some sort of shinur kila achar yad. In Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Pei Hei Hei, when he talks about tefillin, he says that you should pick it up since it's an obvious desecration to something as holy as tefillin for it to be on the floor. Mistama hu hadin when it comes to a mezuzah that is lying on the floor, and therefore l'chora one does not have to worry about the muktzah issue. In this wonderful sefer that I have called Sefer HaMezuzah, aptly named on Hilchos Mezuzah. So he writes that Mutu L'Taltu Mezuzah B'Shabbos V'Yomtov. You're allowed to move a mezuzah on Shabbos V'Yomtov. And he quotes in a footnote from the Stechemet in Mareches Mem, Toldo Shmuel, Huva B'Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Shut Shevet Alevi, Shalma Yehuda B'Shem Rav Yashiv, Tzitz Eliezer Yud Gimel Nun Gimel, Be'er Moshe Ches Ayin Beis, Yalkut Yosef B'Shem Aviv, Hagon Rav Ovadi Yosef. And in fact, in Minchas Shabbos, he writes in Os Pei Ches that since the mezuzah fell on Shabbos, it's similar to doors that fall off of a building or a house on Shabbos, and that is a very severe form of muktzah. Magen Avraham writes in Siman Shin Ches Sivkatan Yotes and Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Shin Ches Sivkatan Lamid Hey. So it would seem to be a severe form of muktzah, and the svara that people give that it's not muktzah is, you know, you could use it to read. You want to read a couple of parshios that are there. You can open it up and read it. So that's a little bit difficult to understand, because people typically don't read their mezuzahs unless they are checking their mezuzahs. But having said that, you have all this list of poskim that say that it's not muktzah, but at the very least, if it's kisvei kodesh that are mutal b'bizayon, so you're allowed to move it out of the way or move it to a safe and secure location, kila'achar yad. What about putting it back up? Can you just put it back up? So the mezuzah that fell together with its case certainly cannot be put back up on the door, because you're never allowed to be mosif ala binyan on Shabbos. And if you nail it or tape it to the doorpost, that would be considered a violation of bona on Shabbos. The more fascinating discussion is, let's say it's not going to involve bona. Let's say it slipped out of its case. So the case is there. So you're not adding really anything to the binyan. All it would require is just putting it right back inside the case. So Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Yud Gimel Simon and Gimel says, yeah, that's no problem. What would be the issue? So the issue would be Tikkun Kli. So Tzitz Eliezer points out, nah, it doesn't even look like Tikkun Mana, even according to those Shitas, so you're not allowed to live in a house that does not have a mezuzah, but still it's a chiyuv on the person, it's not a chiyuv on the bias, and therefore it's not a Tikkun of the bias. And Stechemed, he paskins that, no, you're not allowed to do it, because it in fact is like Tikkun Kli. He says that this is the same issue that you have with Tovel and Kalim in a mikvah on Shabbos. So and he says, yeah, those people who hold you're not allowed to live in a house without a mezuzah, putting the mezuzah fixes the house for living, and therefore it's a tikkun kli. And those who hold that you are allowed to live in a house without a mezuzah, then it would not be tikkun kli, so it would be subject to that machlokas. Practically, l'chora, we could be makel even regarding tovling a kelim. Is a machlokes over here where it's where there's much more room to be makil, that it's not tikkun kli, because there's no nothing that's technically being fixed that's unusable, l'chora one could be makel. So the question becomes, well, wait a second, do you have to leave the house? Meaning, is that true that the house is unlivable when it doesn't have a mezuzah? So in this same sefer, this, what's it called again? Sefer HaMezuzah. So he quotes two possible opinions over here. So he writes that mutulo, one shita is that it's mutter to live in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. If you don't have the ability to put one up, the Shut Marach or Zeruah, Magen Avraham or Chaim Simin Yotes, and the Bach and Simin Reish Peches, and the reason is because the mitzvah is Bekum Vaseh to be Koveya a mezuzah. But there is no Isser of living there without a mezuzah. So when you don't have the ability to put up a mezuzah, so you're allowed to continue to live in the house. Even though by tzitzis there's an Isser Midrabanan to wear a beged without tzitzis, even if you don't have the ability to tie the tzitzis, so according to the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis and Simin Yer Gimel, but by a mezuzah they weren't matriachas to be oker di rasa. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Simin Yud Tes. So if you don't have the ability to put a mezuzah up, even though there's no mezuzah, you don't necessarily have to leave the house. But then he says, if it's possible and you're able to go somewhere else and you don't have to use that room, matov manayim, that's even better. Why would you say that? Because the Prima Gadim writes this way in Eshel Avraham in Simin Lamed Ches, based on a Karbana Eda on Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Megillah, which is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yardaya Simin Reish Pehei. And even though Meikra Adin, it's not really Aser, but L'chadchila, if it's not such a big tircha, why not? And even according to those that would say that the Chiva and Mezuzah is continues when you leave your house, L'chora, you're not gaining anything. Meaning if you assume that you're still in violation of not having a Mezuzah on your door, even when you leave your house during the day, there's a Chiva Mezuzah on your house, even when you're not present in your house, l'chora, this is, so one could ask, what are you going to gain by walking out of the house and by not using the room that doesn't have a mezuzah? What you gain is as follows, that he explains here in the Sefer HaMezuzah, that the reason a house is chayiv mezuzah, even when you go out on a walk, or you go out to work, or you go out for lunch, or whatever, the reason it's still chayiv mezuzah is because that's the way you live in a house. You don't live in a house by being a prisoner, you live in a house by going in and out, so that's all considered part of the living. But if you're dafka staying away from going back in, then you're not living in the house. Then it's going to be pata from mezuzah entirely, so one is gaining by leaving the house. That's the suggestion he offers. Now, do you have to fast if a mezuzah falls, whether it be on Shabbos or whether it be during the week? So Magen Avraham in Simin Mem Dalet says that there is a minug that if tefillin falls on the floor, to fast as if there's a Sefer Torah that fell on the floor. I just got a call this week. Someone was at a Shabbaton and they had a kid do psicha and they dropped the Sefer Torah. So that always is a shaila. What does everyone do? Who is there? So there is a well-known minug to do some sort of fasting. So Magen Avraham writes, even by tefillin, that there's such a minug. However, by mezuzah, no one mentions mezuzah. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Tshuvas Leiv Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says that clearly you don't need to fast if a mezuzah falls on the floor. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he quotes from this Leiv Chaim that you don't have to fast after a mezuzah falls on the floor because it's a lesser kedusha than tefillin. And even the minhag to fast when tefillin or a Sefer Torah falls on the floor doesn't appear in Shas. So certainly when it comes to a mezuzah, it's less chamor. But it stands to reason that if a mezuzah falls on the floor, at least some personal introspection is in order. In fact, in Shevet HaKasi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish, Ayin Hei, he says one should view it as if the mezuzah is jumping off the wall saying, check me! You need to check the mezuzah, because then that's what you should do when a mezuzah falls off. Now, if a mezuzah falls and needs to be put back later that day, so the Pesach Tshuva in Yardaya Simen Reish Pei Tes Sivkan Aleph says that you should say a bracha when you put it back, assuming that you would say a bracha in the first place, that it's a big enough room and the doorway has a door, and that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch passes as well, and the Aruch HaShulchan and many other poskim. In Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Yardaya Simen Yudzai, and he brings shitos that you do not say a bracha, and in Aruch HaShulchan Aruch he seems to agree with that. So long long story short, mezuzah falls on Shabbos, what do you do? Well, what you don't do is you don't put it back up on the door, because that's a violation of bona. You don't leave it there, because you can't leave Kisei Kodesh Mutal B'Bizayon. So Kalachar Yad, you should figure out a way to put it in a place that is safe, and then after Shabbos, you should re-affix the mezuzah. In the meantime, should you avoid that room, Meikar Adin, you don't have to avoid that room, but it is a lovely chumrah if one has a large enough house where not every room has to be used to avoid such a room. Okay.